John Fetterman's debate performance proves his campaign and the media were lying. And Democrats are now accusing Republicans of not being loyal enough to Trump. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and lots of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Friday. It is Friday. God, I needed Friday to be here. I needed it.
Like, well, it's here.
I needed it like I needed air to breathe, you guys. It's here. It's here.
It listened to you. It knew that you needed it, and it came through. It came through just for you.
It did. It just zipped on in there. It's like, hey, I'm here.
By the way, hopefully everybody's boned up for this morning. You got your coffee going from bonefrogcoffee.com. I love that so many people are posting the photos of all the coffee that they're ordering from Bonefrog. And they're showing that not only do you get the coffee, but they're so sweet. They send stickers. They send handwritten notes thanking folks for their orders. It's just, I mean, can you even?
Oh, I can so even.
Get boned.
I'm gonna get boned at least probably 2-3 times this morning, and I can even all the evens.
I know it. And you know what I was thinking? Sometimes I like to daydream there's nice fall, crisp, brisk weather, which is perfect hot tub weather. And I like to imagine that I have myself one of those Michael Phelps swim spas from Master Spa, because those are the bomb, you guys. Because you remember what they have, right? If you get yourself a Michael Phelps swim spa, not only do they have the current where you can swim against it like you're some sort of Olympic champion, like in training, but they have the thingies where you can stand there and be in like delicious, heated, yummy water and also row. Or you can go swim.
In my house, my daughter would have her cap and her goggles on and she'd be doing like butterfly, and I'd be there with the mommy drink, just watching.
Or
going, it's great, honey. Good job. Good job.
I'm serious. It's amazing. Right. Like, those things are amazing. And even if you're not like interested in a training swim spa, you should know that they can also, they can be temperature regulated all year round. So you can either use it as a hot tub in the winter or in the summer, you can turn down the temperature and it is a legit pool. That's why they're so versatile. That's why the swim spas are so cool. And if you're thinking about getting a hot tub or swim spa, you only want the best. That's why you would choose masterspas.com/chicks. And even if you're not ready to purchase right now, maybe it's something that's on your bucket list next year, the year after. If you go to masterspas.com/chicks right now, you can get a coupon that will save you $1,000 off of the swim spa or $500 off of any hot tub. So just print off your coupon, just have it. And then when the time comes that you're ready to make that plunge, no pun intended, you've got yourself your coupons.
She's a cornball, you guys. She's a cornball. Okay. So you guys, first of all, I need to know, is it coupon or coupon?
Like I
need,
say just, coupon.
Yeah. I don't know. It's sort of like tomato, tomato. Let's call it.
My husband says coupon. We just had this conversation the other day, as a matter of fact.
Can you still be married? I don't know. I don't know, you guys. Okay. Make sure you go to chicksontheright.com/links. Go there. It's pink. It's fabulous. It has all of our links. You guys can find everything there. All of our socials, our podcasts, everything is there. Just have that bookmarked. And that is the place you need to go all the time for all of our stuff. Chicksontheright.com/links. Okay.
Do you know that we just got an email yesterday from someone who was like, oh my gosh, I just found your podcast. I used to listen to you on the radio and I had no idea that you were still doing a show. And so, and I was like, How are people not still aware of that? Yeah. Like, we have been doing everything that we can to make sure people are aware, but
yeah, I feel like
we're starting to figure it out.
I feel like we're pretty obnoxious about that. You know, it is a little alarming when people are like, I just found that out. Yeah.
It's like the people on our Facebook group the other day going, the chicks are never posting here. And I'm like, we're there every day.
My God.
Like what in the world?
Just us alone, we're posting on those pages like 4 to 6 times a day. We're posting on those pages. And then
they're like, they're never even here.
How can you say that? It hurts my heart. Yeah, I know.
Same.
My God.
Okay, you guys. big, big news, obviously, of the day is that the bird is free. So that is what Elon Musk tweeted once he closed the deal. He tweeted that the bird is free. He had actually some of the very, very tippy, tippy top executives of Twitter escorted out of the building. Now, that Agarwal or whatever the CEO's name, that guy that was in charge before up until yesterday, he's walking away with $42 million. He's going to be fine.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, but he's gone. And so too is the CFO, who's walking away with $24 million. The general counsel and the person in charge of the head of trust and liability and policy or something like that, also gone. So
yeah,
it's an amazing thing right now on Twitter. This morning has been such a trip because people are feeling the freedom, right? Like, so there's people going, saying things that we can't even say on this YouTube podcast, right, but they're saying on Twitter. So they're talking about gender stuff. They're talking about election stuff. They're talking about COVID stuff. And they're saying all the things, and it feels really good.
It's pretty,
it feels really good. You know what it is?
It's America. That's America, yeah, man. It's fantastic. Like, it's good. Cool. Like, a lot of people are probably like, we're back. We're back. We're back in business, America. It's kind of, it's fantastic. Oh my God, it's so great. And all those butthurt people, you know, in the meditation room are probably, you know, what if it's like, I wonder what he's going to do with those rooms. If he's going to just like put cubes in there or what?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's going to keep them. He's going to keep the meditation in the yoga rooms. I don't know. He may still have people do yoga in there like every once in a while. I don't know. He just doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would have that on his watch, because I think he likes it when people work.
Right.
You know,
he's going to have high expectations, and rightly so. I mean, he's got a business to run, and there's a lot of things to consider and do and fix. And I mean, it's going to be crazy. And he's already talking about the fact that there will be no permanent bans on anyone anymore. So people are expecting Trump to come back. They're expecting Alex Jones to come back. They're expecting Milo Yiannopoulos to come back. Like, all the people that have been banned are expected to return. Now, what that does for Trump and Truth Social, no idea. I don't know if Trump's going to take advantage of the fact that he'll be allowed back. I have no idea what he's going to do. But it's going to be really interesting to watch. Thank you, Robert Fitzgibbon, for that super sticker. Appreciate it. Now, I have a question for you and for everybody. And I posed this on Twitter this morning, too, because I genuinely am interested in how Elon will solve this dilemma. Immediately after this became a closed deal, not only were people celebrating, like, look what I can say my opinion about the vaccines, I can say my opinion about elections and all of that. There were also the people who immediately took to Twitter to just say the N-word, for example, because they could, or, you know, to talk about Jewish people in a really horrific way. So there are the disgusting, trolly, just awful examples of humanity that are going to be out there. There's also going to be terrorist groups out there.
Right, right.
So what if anything, because I'm not saying one way or another, but what should happen with people who do that?
I think he addressed that, right? I mean, I think he already addressed that. He didn't, in that three graphic or the three tweet, initial tweet that he sent out to advertisers that we put on our page yesterday. I mean, he said he didn't want it to become, a hellscape is what he called it. He didn't want it to become that. So they're still going to ding people for that kind of stuff. It's just, and I don't think it's going to get, I hope it's not going to get completely out of control. I think initially people are going to be like, oh, I can say anything I want. But then I think it's kind of like giving a kid freedom when they first go off to college, right? At least this is just the analogy that comes to mind initially. You know, they go right off to college, they go crazy, you know, and then they calm down a little bit because they've been given that freedom, and then they calm down. I think that we're going to see like an initial craziness, and then people will calm down a little bit. Don't you think? I feel like that is what's going to happen here. And then you're going to see a calming, and then people will sort of settle into, I'm not going to say complete normalcy, because there are batshit people out there that are never going to be normal, but then they'll be able to sort of monitor that a little bit. And then, like he said, no permanent bans, but there's going to be people who are going to be squelched a little bit on a temporary basis, because you can't be a terrorist out there, right. you know, well, terrorizing.
That's the thing. And so, right. but then, you know, people are like, well, who's going to define what a terrorist is? And, you know, I mean, there's so many layers of nuance that goes into these decisions. And I know if anybody has thought through them at great length, it's Elon Musk. I mean, right. this is the reason he bought it is because he's so concerned about this as a whole issue. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be really interesting to see what he does.
Easy to determine whether or not somebody's engaging in criminal activity. So,
well, yeah, I mean, criminal activity is a whole other thing.
Right.
But I'm talking about like the people who are like, I, you know, hate Americans or I hate a certain class or a certain race of people or whatever they want to say. They're just going to say that or, you know, how is that going to be managed? If he wants to avoid a hellscape, as he says, how are those limits going to be set? That's always the question.
He's going to have to tell. And he probably has thought this through. I would imagine he's really thought it through and he'll probably come out and say, this is how I'm going to do it. You know,
but one thing I think we can be sure of is that whatever the guidelines end up being, they will be totally transparent and that will be a nice change, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, nice totally. It'll be a nice change. But I mean, it's the thing is that with freedom comes some ugliness. Yeah, that's just part of it. I mean, it's we've always said that. I don't like what a lot of people have to say. I'm not saying terrorism is terrorism, but I don't like what a lot of people have to say, but I will defend your right to say it. It's, you know,
and you as a person can block those people. Like you don't have to see their content
and turn it off.
Yeah. That's always something that I'm just like, you know, most of my feed is actually pretty okay. Like I don't see a lot of crazy because it's the algorithm has gotten to know that I don't have a tolerance level for the crazy. I just block all the shit that I don't want to see. And I'm not going to look at people that are using the N-word as a slur.
Exactly.
I'm just going to block them. And so there's a very easy way to just not have to see it.
Yeah. I mean, this
and those people, you know, if they're going to say that, they should be, their words should probably be out there so that they can reap the consequences of being disgusting. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how it used to be. I mean, that's mm-hmm. how we used to do it is we used to look at things and be like, you're a disgusting piece of crap. I'm going to go ahead and move along because I don't want to deal with you. Bye. Instead of saying, I'm offended. Make this person go away entirely. No, that's not how the world works.
Yeah.
And so I think we're just trying to get back to the way that we used to deal with people, each other. And let's do that, shall we?
It's just, it couldn't be a better time for Elon to take over. And so mm-hmm. there's a lot of celebrating happening on Twitter right now.
It's great.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It is completely awesome. Also, just another quick headline before we get to Joe Biden's insane number of lies that he just spewed freely yesterday. It was incredible, absolutely incredible to watch because it was so egregious. But Prince Harry's book is now coming out. It's going to be out in January and it is called Spare.
What? Why?
I think the implication is that he has always felt like a spare royal. Like he's always been kind of the outcast. I don't know. I'm just completely speculating. But that's the I mean, what else could that mean? For me, it means spare me because I will not be reading your book. But like, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means because I'm not going to be reading it either. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, excerpts flown around everywhere and he's going to be doing a book tour. Mm-hmm. Remember when he was like, we just want to have a private life.
You remember?
Remember when that they both were so like, funny. We just want to live privately. And that is like the antithesis of what they've done. I mean, mm-hmm. the absolute antithesis. They just are always in our freaking faces. Go away. I'm so sick of seeing you guys. You and your wife. Go away.
Oh, my God. They're just such a nauseatingly exhausting right. couple.
They are insufferable. They are totally insufferable.
Yeah.
The two of really, them together. Really God.
The worst. The absolute worst. You guys, yesterday, just a quick note, we got to talk to the folks from GenuCell, and they have got some very exciting things in the works. I'm just going to leave it there. But they have very, very exciting things. If you are not on the GenuCell train yet, you guys, they have so much amazing skincare, so many products that are meant just for your specific skin issue. Check it out. You can look at all their stuff at GenuCell.com/chicks. Okay.
And they're such great people. I love them.
They're
too.
Such great people.
Yeah, I really I know, like them right? a lot.
Mm-hmm. Such a good company. All right. We need to get to Joe Biden. So Joe Biden on the campaign trail for several folks who are allowing him to appear with him. one of the people that he met with yesterday was Kathy Hochul. I'm assuming that this is from a campaign event he did for her. Because of course there's the whole, if you haven't seen the hot mic moment between Schumer and Biden on the tarmac, where Schumer is basically saying, I don't think Pennsylvania hurt us too bad, but we're having some trouble in Georgia. Anyway, it was this ridiculous conversation. You can see it on our website, chicksontheright.com. But Joe Biden is campaigning, and these are very short clips, the clips that I have to play for you, because I just can't, it is unfathomable to me that he just says these absolutely disprovable lies that everybody knows are lies, and yet he just says them. And I, at this point, I'm like, who, why? Like, who is it fooling? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think a lot of Democrats, like a lot of people on the left, are like, if you say it enough times, then it's going to be true, right?
Oh my,
if you just tell the lofos, if you just keep telling the lofos all the lies, maybe they'll actually believe it. When in reality, we're living it. We're living in the real world. And it's like, we know that this stuff is just a bunch of BS that you're spewing out of your face. You can't tell us that gas prices are one price when we're living the other. Right. We're living the reality. You can't do that, but he's doing it.
It's kind of like how all of the people that were like super lockdown-y during COVID are now saying,
we didn't do it. No, we didn't do any of that. It was, give me a break. I mean,
that's just weird. Okay. So the first clip I have is when Biden is trying to say that families by and large in America have more money now than they did before COVID. Back in the good old days of Trump, right? When the economy was amazing.
Watch. God.
American people are seeing the benefits of this economy that works for them. Families have more net worth today than they did before the pandemic.
Oh my God.
I mean.
Yeah, it's nuts, right? It's nuts. I know. It's a complete blatant lie.
How does he say that?
Mm-hmm. Especially with 401ks tanking. I mean, there's data to back that up. There's data to say you're completely wrong. That's a lie. That's just a blatant lie. But he's saying it.
And that's just one, you guys. The next example is when he tries to say that the price of gas when he took office was over $5 a gallon.
Oh, my God. So what he's saying is he inherited these high gas prices from Trump is what he's trying to say, right?
That's what he's trying to say. And it's just so provably false. But if you don't believe me, just listen.
Hey, the most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office.
What in the world? It's nuts. People need to share this and just say, this guy is the biggest lying sack of crap. Total liar.
It's incredible.
He's the liar in chief.
And you guys, he's doing the creepy, weird whisper thing again. You know how he does? And this time he's trying to say, like, so the beginning of this, he's kind of mid-sentence, but he's basically warning everybody that if Republicans take over and win the midterms, then everything is going to get super worse and awful and terrible and Republicans are going to ruin everything. But then he switches gears to talk about how Republicans are going to take away and end Social Security as we know it. And that's when their weird whisper thing happens. Listen.
Plan. I would argue it's reckless and irresponsible and will make inflation worse if they succeed. And then they're coming after Social Security. Now, it sounds like, you know, there's Biden, that's typical Democrat saying Republicans are after Social Security. This is the one thing they've said out loud. They've written it down on pieces of paper.
My God, you creepy weirdo. You're so freaking creepy, dude.
They wrote it down, you guys.
Oh, they were on pieces of paper, not just like a piece of paper, but on several pieces of paper. It's like a ransom note. He would maybe know about creepy things like that. I mean, what in the world? This guy is a lunatic, I swear.
Just totally bat crap. You guys, I'm going to show you like how mismatched I typically am, because I wanted to show you, remind you guys that, about the slippers. Look, I have on blue and white polka dot socks with my pink My Slipper or My Pillow moccasins on.
You also have the black ones. You have the black slippers too. And then I have the tan ones. I have the tan ones that you can actually wear out of your house, which
you know where these are in the house.
I know, but mine are like, I get it. You can totally wear those. Those look a little more slippery. Mine are like, they look like actual, you know what I'm talking about? I should
probably. Yeah, because my son has the ones you have and he wears
them closed in the back. And I, yeah, exactly. And I feel like I could, I mean, I wear them out. Like if you run to the store or whatever, they're fantastic. I love those things. They're awesome. And they also have the kitten fur technology in the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the squeezy kitten fur technology that looks like, I mean, look at that, you guys. How much does your foot want to be in that right now?
Right? Good stuff.
And then the bottom are these super heavy duty soles. And that's why you can wear them inside or outside. They're absolutely incredible. And that's why I have two pairs, because I want to have one that I can wear out and not worry about.
Yeah, you have black ones. The black ones are your fancy ones.
Right. Those are my evening wear.
Those are her evening wear slippers. Yeah. She used to wear them to work all the time. You guys, these are great Christmas presents. You need to like buy them for everybody for Christmas because they'll love you.
Oh my gosh. Will they ever? And you can do that with a huge discount at mypillow.com/chicks. Use code chicks and you're going to get discounts on not just slippers, but all kinds of amazing products from MyPillow.
And make sure you also check out our website, chicksontheright.com. Go there.
Do it. All right. I have one more clip of Biden. And that is because, again, he's trying to lie. This part is when he's talking about inflation. And somebody is asking him a question saying, you guys keep saying, you know, you're going to do all this stuff about inflation, but like inflation still really sucks. So why should anybody vote for Democrats? And here is the answer.
Turn to next month's election. You've referred to the midterm election as a choice rather than a referendum.
That's right.
Given record inflation, why should voters choose Democrats?
Because it's not record inflation anymore. I'm bringing it down. Look what we inherited. I inherited 6.5% unemployment. It's down to 3.5%. We lost hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs. We've created over 700,000 manufacturing jobs. Things are moving. As that report showed, that you have people who are now in a position where the combination of pay raises and job security, they're now in a better off, even with inflation, than they were before.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And inflation's coming down.
It's truly remarkable, right? I mean, it really is. Right? It's remarkable what he actually has in his brain and what I think he believes it too. I think his people pound this stuff into his brain and what's left of his brain and he spews it out. And I think he actually believes that he's done a decent job, you know?
Wow. I mean, but he's also, I mean, he's just in denial because for him to say there is no record inflation right now, yes, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it comes down 1% or 2%, it is still record high inflation. It has not been this high in 40 years. Yeah. So you don't get to just say, oh, I passed this ridiculous climate change bill that I'm calling the Inflation Recovery Act or Reduction Act, and then just say it's not a problem anymore. Saying it doesn't make it so. It's right. Still record inflation.
Yeah, but we all have to remember that he lives in this tiny little bubble. You know, he lives in the White House and a lot of these, like, just like his press secretary and all of these people, they live in this tiny little bubble in Washington. And, you know, I bet inflation doesn't really even affect them. They don't live it like we live it. They have no idea. So he probably thinks in the tiny little brain that he has, he probably thinks that he is doing a decent job and that he is doing us all a favor. If he, you know, creates one manufacturing job, that's helping the economy somehow. The guy's an idiot. He's a complete plagiarizing moron. And so I honestly think that he thinks he's doing a decent job at being president of the United States. And he's been a colossal failure in every way imaginable. But this is what he's been told he's been good. And he believes that he's been pretty good at this.
Well, and this whole job creation numbers are all bullcrap anyway, because it's just people returning to their jobs after COVID lockdowns.
Precisely.
So it's not, he hasn't created anything. It's just one more lie. Mm-hmm. But we got to switch gears because there's other stories going on. So Giselle Fetterman. Fetterman's wife, the power hungry biatch, who is actually allowing him to continue to actually make a run for Senate. She was on a podcast yesterday. You guys, this is a new one to me. I know this is going to be a new one to you too. Apparently swimming, the act of swimming is historically racist.
Oh,
were you aware of this?
I was not aware. I need to alert, like, you know, several of the girls on my daughter's swim team who are in fact black. one of which is who's basically her best friend. This is alarming to me. I had no idea.
So you're going to need to show them this podcast because I have the clips. You can hear the context. I'm not making it up. Here she is.
And while we did not want the mansion, that mansion came with a pool, and the pool I wanted. And the dream was to open this pool and make it a public pool, turn it into the people's pool, and ensure that young people across Pennsylvania could learn how to swim and learn water safety and kind of work to right some of the wrongs. You know, historically, swimming in America is very racist. And usually when you look at drowning statistics, it usually affects children of color because of lack of access. So we were able to open the.
I mean, this is a new one. I had not heard that one before.
Was unaware that it was racist. I was curious what the context was. So that's what there was really no context other than the fact that she's just putting that out there. That it's just a blanket statement that swimming is racist. Did you guys know that? It's just, swimming is racist. So now business class is racist on planes. Swimming is racist today.
Yeah.
Everything's racist, you guys. Everything is racist. These people are batshit. They're all batshit.
So, speaking of Fetterman, this is just an audio clip of him talking about one of his priorities. If he were to win his race and become a senator, he was asked, well, what would your first piece of legislation be? And so he also very hyper-focused on race. And so here is what his answer is.
Legislation would you put forth as your priority? What would be the legislation that would be your priority?
Well, I would want to find as many senators there that I would that would share the same views as I, that we need to have a national conversation. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, first legislation that I would have with respects to the state of Black America. I would very much advocate that we have a full unequivocal apology for slavery. I mean, that's something that we haven't had in this country. And I think that's the direction that we need to go.
Wait, that would be his first law, his first bill.
Is an apology. He would want that. Like, so he's going to legislate an apology. Was that supposed to be a video, by the way, Mock? That wasn't a video, was it? Okay. It was just audio. It was just audio, you guys.
I said it was only audio.
Yeah. There was no video. It was just audio, you guys. Okay. So he just wants an apology.
Yeah.
That's it.
He wants a national, official, formal apology.
Okay. And that's legislation. Oh my God.
So, I mean, priorities, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Because we have nothing.
I feel like we've done that. I feel like that has actually happened, but this is where we are. This is what leftists are hyper-focused on.
Yeah.
And meantime, nonsense.
Listen, not trying to put this out there again to like freak everybody out, but we've got like 23 days left. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
Diesel.
Yeah, we got 23 days of diesel left. Does anybody care? Not to change gears here. But does anybody care?
Or are we just care?
Yeah. No. Okay. Because I mean, listen. Apologies aside, I just feel like that is kind of important. I'm just going to interject with that.
Okay. Well, and for people who don't think we've talked about it, if you missed yesterday's show, we talked about that quite a bit.
Literally, that's what we talked about right off the bat, like right up front.
It's kind of
before a lot
deal.
Of other people have talked about it because it's kind of a big deal. Yeah. We'll probably talk about it like a little bit sprinkled in here and there. Just make sure.
Well, hopefully the conversation will be, okay, we're getting some more diesel. You know what I mean? Because we've only got 23 days to turn that around. So I feel like we should hopefully be talking about it and hopefully it'll be in a positive way. But with this administration, who the heck knows, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. We just don't know.
Right.
All right. Also wanted to tell the story before we get to your whack. Something happened yesterday, which was pretty extraordinary. And that is that Katie Hobbs's campaign headquarters office was burglarized. And without any proof whatsoever and without any basis for this accusation, she released an official statement. Her team released an official statement basically blaming Carrie Lake for the burglary and essentially saying because of Carrie Lake and the way that she riles up her supporters, she has made somebody, she's inspired somebody to break into our office. That's what she said in her statement. Without any proof, without any kind of anything, she brought Carrie Lake's name into it. So Carrie did not handle that well, nor should she have. It was a ridiculous accusation. But before I get to her, before I get to the tape of Carrie, first, because there was immediate pushback, not just from Carrie, but from everybody with a brain saying, you don't just get to say things like that, Katie Hobbs. You don't just get to accuse people who
right.
are just now finding out that this happened. You don't get to say that. So she was at a pro-abortion event, Katie was, and a reporter asked her about this, and she immediately was like, I'm not going to talk about it. Watch.
Hi. What was taken from your campaign office? And I'm do you have reason about, to believe that this was politically motivated?
I'm not talking
about it. It's kind of a big deal, though, that your campaign office was broken into.
Access to safe and legal abortion is kind of a big deal, and that's what we're here to talk about.
Do you have reason to believe it was politically motivated?
We're not going to go beyond the statement at this time.
My God.
They're beyond that statement?
They're both like caricatures of people, right? You know? I mean, it's like they are just ridiculous, both of them.
And it's just like, I'm not going to tell you about it at this time. I'm not going to.
And then who's that dude? That dude is like, what?
She's not going to, I'm going to be just like her, but I'm a dude. We're not going to tell you about it.
What is that?
I don't know. They're just so weird. But Carrie, man, you do not mess with her. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
Katie had to know that Carrie was not just going to let that slide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You poked a bear. Like you basically poked a bear. And that is not. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
You think by now she would know better. She clearly doesn't know better. And here's just one of many, because there were clips to choose from, because Carrie talked about this quite a number of times yesterday. This one, though, was one of my favorites.
We can protect them. We can hire more police, make sure that our police and firefighters are protected. And while this was happening, my desperate opponent, who's sinking like a lead weight in water, pulled a stunt and you guys fell for it. She put out a defamatory statement and you all ran with it. You didn't do your journalistic duty. It was malpractice of journalism like I've never seen before. And it was an effort, I believe, to influence this election.
Oh my God.
Many of you are an arm of the Democrat Party. Many of you are propagandists. And almost all of you should be ashamed.
Just love it. It's like a mom talking to a bunch of kids. My God. She's like, now go to your rooms. Go to your rooms right now. All of you.
It reminds me of how Sarah Huckabee Sanders dealt with the press from the podium. You know what I mean?
It's just, and they're all like yes,
you
ma'am.
Children.
They're like, yes, ma'am, we're going to go to our rooms right now. Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. We suck. I'm so sorry. I just love her so much. She spanks everybody.
I know. It's just fantastic.
There's nothing they can do because they all suck.
It's the greatest thing
ever. And I don't
think
this is the last we're going to hear of this story, because again, you don't just say that and then run off and be like, abortion is so important to me. I don't want to talk about what I said. You don't do that. You do not talk about Carrie Lake.
I don't want to talk about anything. I don't want to talk. I just want to be governor, you guys. I just want the free house, but I don't want to talk about anything.
What an idiot.
Oh my God. I'm loving the way that Carrie is responding to it, though. Just absolutely
always
loving it.
Always.
I don't know if you listen to like Sirius XM or whatever when you're on the road and you've got Fox News on or whatever. And sometimes you hear those commercials for home title lock and you hear that criminal guy, you know, the guy that's like, nobody's calling you. Have you heard that? Where he's like, nobody's going to call you.
Right.
Okay, you guys, now I know what he looks like. And so I'm super excited. I wanted to show him to everybody because I didn't know what he looks like. So anyway, I'm just going to play a little bit of Newt Gingrich, a tiny little bit of Newt introducing the criminal guy. And now, you guys, you're going to hear his actual voice. Listen.
Easier than you think.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house. Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, what is calling you? I mean, you're living in a delusion.
I don't know why I always get like so tickled by that part of the ad.
Nobody's calling you. Matthew looks so clean. He looks so clean, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, because he's a white collar criminal.
He's a white collar criminal, you guys. He's not dirty. Yeah. He's got a white collar. It's not dirty at all. No.
Well, and that's the kind of crime that when somebody steals your actual title from your house, it's a white collar crime. The most of the people that are going to do it probably look like that cat because yeah. it's a white collar crime. And unfortunately, it sounds like it's becoming a crime that is becoming more and more prevalent. So I'm pretty stoked because Home Title Lock has given us a landing page and a code to use. If you want to check your own address, you can have them do a free no obligation home title report at HomeTitleLock.com/chicks. I know when we talked to the folks at Home Title Lock, man, that is some scary stuff. How it easy is. It is.
Yeah.
It's way too easy.
Like, we don't have enough to worry about.
I know, right? So anyway, check them out. HomeTitleLock.com/chicks. Use code chicks and you can register your address for a free, no obligation home title report. All right. Apparently for your whack today, you would like to teach everybody a new word.
I want to, but you guys, this is the dumbest thing. I'm so sick of all these sexual terms. I'm tired of it. Okay. This is what's whack is there's a new term. It's called cupiosexuality. That's what it's called. I saw this the other day and I'm like, I don't even have the thing in front of me. I could just tell you that cupiosexuality is like the newest sexual term. It's like bisexual. It's LGBTQXYZABC, LMNOP. It's all that. And cupiosexuality is the new sexual term. And it's basically asexuality. That's what it is. That's what they're saying that it is. But it's really not, because they say that it's when you want to be in an intimate relationship, but you don't want to have sex. But then
sometimes you do.
But then sometimes you do. And I'm like, and they have their own flag. Like, what? all of these people have their own flags. I'm so sick of the flags. I'm so sick. Like, can we just, do straight people have a flag? Do we get a flag?
All I know is the American flag, the end. That's it.
Right. But I mean, that's the thing. But do we get to commandeer? We get to like use the American flag as our flag? This is the thing. Like, I think they all are just craving an identity so bad that they want to have something that is, it's just odd to me that every one of these, I want to say sex, like S-E-C-T-S, every one of these sects of sexuality gets a flag, you know? It's all bizarre to me. Like, but yeah, cupiosexuality is now a thing.
It's just a demand for attention. That's all it is. Somebody, look at me, I want to be different.
Somebody said, I'm straight and I don't like sex. Well, maybe you're a cupiosexual.
Maybe you're a cupiosexual.
Maybe you're a cupiosexual.
You just don't know that. You have a flag and you should hold it up high.
Yeah. Somebody said, this is marriage. Cupiosexuality is. This is what people are saying. That's so funny. Well, apparently a lot of married people have a flag now. You guys should look it up. It's like gray and white and there's pink in there. I don't.
Well, now the question is going to be, is it cupio or cuposexual?
Like coupon or coupon. I see what you did there, Ma.
We've come full circle. We've come all the way around.
That's right. That's right. You're going to bring it in. You get a flap. You get a Friday flap. You get a flap for everybody. Say hello. He's saying hello and saying Friday goodness to everybody.
Let go and he'll flap.
Okay.
Oh,
it was
God.
It's a double flap. Oh my God. It was a triple flap. It was a big Friday flap, you guys. That is, oh my gosh.
What in the world?
Because he heard you. It's flapping on demand. That's what it.
Oh,
what
I it love was. That.
Flapping on demand. You guys, we hope you have the most amazing weekend. Do you have big plans this weekend? Because I don't. And it's going to be great.
I don't think I do.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to be like you and do that whole nothing, nothing,
nothing,
nothing. That's what I'm doing this weekend. You guys, Triple Flat Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Bye, everybody.
John Fetterman's debate performance proves his campaign and the media were lying about his condition. Lee Zeldin demolishes Kathy Hochul in their debate, but can he win the election? And Democrats are now accusing Republicans of not being loyal enough to Trump. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.